This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
No, if you buck, if you buck,
I come in that club shaking my dread.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, man. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to the back page with Bo coming up in just about 15 minutes from right now. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, which is just an incredible Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 last night.
Yes.
If you missed it,
yes.
Like, do yourself a favor and just go watch the 10-minute YouTube recap. Like, it's worth it just to see some of the shots. I know they show highlights and stuff on TV all day, but like, just go see some of the crazy shots and the sequence in which they took place in the fourth quarter last night for the Pacers. Because they just didn't miss.
Yeah.
They just didn't miss for like the final 3 minutes of the game. Aaron Nesmith made 5 threes in 3 minutes, and they were all just crazy, off balance, coming off screens. Like, go watch it. A lot of fun. We'll get back into it. We'll get back into some Falcons stuff coming up at 1:20. We're also going to talk about some Falcons stuff right now.
Yeah.
So it's a heavy Falcons Thursday.
Heavy Falcons Thursday.
Might as well be. You know, Braves didn't play last night. It's May. Nothing else going on. Darnell Mooney was 8 yards short of 1,000.
I know, man. I know he had money on that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he had money on that.
Obviously didn't play the final game of the season where he would have had eight yards because the Falcons went off offensively in that game. He was on the field for the five-game swoon where Kirk Cousins' shoulder wasn't working correctly. So seems reasonable to think that if Darnell Mooney has a healthy season in 2025, he'll go over 1,000. Drake London's not going under 1,000 unless he gets hurt.
No, no.
So,
Drake should be 13, 14.
Like, who knows? I think the sky's the limit for him.
Drake should be 13.
It's just a matter of how much they feed him.
Yes.
So that's the answer to me if you're asking what Falcons duo is most likely to combine or each have 1,000 yards this season. It's Drake London and Darnell Mooney. I would love to see Kyle Pitts approach that number, but I'm not going to hold my breath
that. We can stop talking about eight.
And I also think that, you know, because the question that Abe posed was, who's the more likely duo, Drake and Mooney or Bijan and Algier? And I just think, like,
there's no way to tie if
unless an injury happens to Drake, like, Tyler Algier is just not going to get the football enough times.
I mean,
order to get to 1,000 yards.
How much has his carries decreased over the past 2 years?
Obviously, right. So obviously his rookie year, he had 200 plus carries and went over 1,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Second year, Bijan's rookie year, he had 186 carries. So they still kind of, you know, they kind of mixed him in a bit more in Bijan's rookie year. And then last year, he was down to 137.
Yeah. Carries. I mean, and it's going to be right there again, probably right this year.
Yeah. So if Tyler Algier has 150 carries, he has to average like 6.5 yards a carry to 1,000.
Yeah. But I think
he's not going to do.
This is not the day where you have 2,000 yard backs. It just don't happen. And I think, you know, when you look at, we talked about, you know, your number one receiver, which Drake is on his football team, you want them somewhere around 1,300 yards. Your number two guy, you want him somewhere close to 1,000. And that's what they have here. And then your secondary guy, which on this team is your running back, Bijan Robinson. You want him somewhere in the 600 yards. So there's, you know, there's maybe, let's just say there's 1,000 yards out there.
Yeah, there's 1,000 yards to be had.
Yeah, 1,000 yards to be had. You would like your tight end of the talent that their tight end has somewhere around 750.
Boy, would you like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems reasonable to expect that from
because
that guy.
The rest of it is 350 or four.
Yeah.
That's between Ray and Tyler Algiers.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I feel like it's more likely that Bijan Robinson would have 1,000 yards receiving.
I agree with that.
Then Tyler Algiers would have 1,000 yards rushing.
I definitely agree.
And again, that's not a comment on Algiers. Like, Algiers is a really nice number two running back, and I love having him on this team.
I expect Michael Penix to be in the 38 to 4K.
I don't think it's crazy to think that Michael Penix would throw for 4,000 yards this year.
I don't think that's bizarre. I don't think that's a bizarre number at all.
As much as I would think that they're probably going to want to throw it. And again, I know Bijan's going to get the ball a lot, but a lot of those are going to be short passes too. Like Bijan's going to, he had, how many catches did he had 61 receptions last year on 72 targets. He had 86 targets the year before that. So they're going to throw the ball to Bijan a lot of times. Yeah. And he's obviously really done. The thing that, like, for me, I think is going to be the difference maker for him in terms of where he has been, especially last year because he was like top
Andy, could
four.
Could you say that for me one time? He had how many last year? 61 receptions.
61 receptions on 72 targets.
Oh, he's going to be in the 70s.
But the difference for me with him in terms of yardage is he's going to break a couple.
Mm-hmm.
He never really did last year on the ground or in the passing game. Like, he was consistently.
That New Orleans game was his rookie year, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
The long one.
Yeah.
But, like, he didn't have those Saquon home runs where Saquon would just go for like an 80 yarder or a 70 yarder out of the blue. Bijan's going to have those. Like, he makes guys miss. He's really fast in open space. It's like, it's one of those things that he just hasn't had probably because he's having to make three guys miss in the backfield every single time.
Right.
Hopefully that gets cleaned up a little bit and then maybe there's more versatility in the offense to get him isolated. But, like, that's where he goes from having, what, he had 430 yards receiving last year, 485 yards receiving his rookie year, to being more like 6, 7.
He's gonna be somewhere in the sixes because of the young quarterback and the all right. If it's not there, throw it to Bijan. If it's not there, throw it to Cechter. That is something that is programmed in young quarterbacks' heads. If it's not there, throw the check down. And so, you know, that's going to be where Bijan's going to live. He's going to live in that area, those swing routes, flat routes, check downs.
Maybe Pitts could be that guy too a little bit.
Mm-mm.
He's not going to be a – no? Okay.
Well, I mean, if you want to say – I wouldn't necessarily say check down, but if you want to talk about just 6-yard hooks.
Yeah, like safety throws.
Drag routes like that. That could be him.
Yeah.
That could be him where you just – hey, you got a big body, get over the football and get big. Get big over the middle, and we'll bang it on you and whatever. But, no, you know, when you look at a hole in offensively, they got what you need offensively to be a really good offense in this league. It just comes down to the play caller and the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with Caleb being the right tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's worse situations.
Yeah, because he is, like, and the thing about it is you see the bad moments and with the speed rushes and everything like that. But that's usually maybe three plays out of a game. Now, no, those three plays are big.
Yeah, sometimes they result in strip sacks.
Exactly.
Injuries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, outside of that, I mean, the faster he picks everything up and the more they let him get some lot. Like, Michael Penix's first time playing this year does not need to be when they touch the field against Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I agree with that.
Let him get some damn reps in the preseason. Let him get some. I know he's played in games before, but let's try to hit the ground running.
Much as I agree with that,
now Bijan,
don't
give Bijan no carries. He does not touch the ball during the preseason.
Yeah, that's fine. We know
get them out there.
What he is, right? And I agree with you on that. But, like, when you say it, how much do you believe it?
Nah.
I don't either. And that is a little bit frustrating because it does seem like, and we talk about this every year in training camp, it seems like injury prevention is almost equal to, if not higher than, actual practice.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
But, like, you got to practice. You got to get reps with each other. And I know that they do when they're at training camp, but obviously it's not the same. And I don't just mean for the Falcons. It's not the same for any team in the NFL because we all watch football in early September.
It's bad.
And it's pretty sloppy.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty sloppy. Yeah. Those first couple weeks of the NFL season tend
joint practices do not get not you ready for the same. I'm sorry. It same. Doesn't. Is it's it good for you? Yeah.
Of course, it's yeah, all, it's good. It's all good.
It's good to go against another team, get another looks and everything like that. But it ain't the end-all, be-all as much as coaches want to say, oh, yeah, the joint practice. It's not the same. It's not the same as having y'all ass off onto the sideline. A play coming into the head of the helmet of the quarterback. You're getting lined up. There is no whistle when you're closer to the quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, joint practice is cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, but
well, of course, it's
but
important.
Stop trying to make sure it's your substitution
right.
for letting them play in the damn preseason.
It's important. It's not a substitution.
Because all they're basing it off of this, Andy, is playing in the preseason. What's the damn difference? You can't tackle in practice. That's it. You're still blocking full speed in damn joint practices. You're still blocking. You're playing more plays. In a joint practice, you're going to have 50 damn plays, reps, against an actual defender. We're just talking about getting hurt in the preseason game, then you're hurt in joint practices.
Yeah.
They're doing the exact same thing, except you're not tackling.
Guys get hurt in training camp.
Yeah.
Like when.
So miss me with that. Joint practice is the same.
It happens. You know, it can happen at any point. No, I agree with you on that. The frustrating thing is we'll be having this conversation in late August and they won't be playing.
Yeah.
It'll be the same thing. And then you'll be like, well, hopefully they're up to speed against Tampa. And I don't know if you remember last year, week one, how not up to speed they were.
Yes.
Offensively.
Yeah.
Maybe if they tried some of that pistol stuff in the preseason, they would have been like, scrap that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
No, I'm not saying preseason, because you're going to be sloppy to start the season no matter what. It's just
we're trying to be less sloppy.
We're trying to be less. Yeah. Exactly.
Just clean it up just a little
damn
bit.
Play.
play.
Coming from everybody, you're the player advocate. Yeah, play the ass. I'm an advocate of that.
Yeah, advocate to play, because playing football is how you get better at football. All right, we'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.